Gather around, happy holiday time.
Welcome to the home for the holidays. 'Tis the season to shop small and share big podcasts. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Margaret. This week is our first podcast, and we're kicking it off with one of the favorite parts of the season, cozy holiday decor. And a little bit, we're going to be talking with our guest, Anthony. But first, yes. What do you think? What do we want to talk about?
Well, let's see. Well, today's episode's all about creating that warm home for the holidays feeling. And let's find some of the best local pieces. Let's discuss some of the best local pieces right here in the Valley. But I think we should start with one question.
Yes.
Officially, when do you think it's okay to start decorating for the holidays?
Day after Thanksgiving is the earliest. That's it.
That's the earliest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Thanksgiving needs to get its due.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I heard some quote, probably a reel or something that said, we can't complain about Christmas songs being on already. Thanksgiving needs to write some bangers.
Okay. Like Thanksgiving doesn't have enough bangers, so no. We can't. So that's why we move right on into Christmas after Halloween. I hear that. That's funny. For me, after Thanksgiving, definitely. I mean, my mom's birthday is during the Thanksgiving week, and so Thanksgiving's probably my favorite of like the holiday seasons.
Yeah. So, yeah, same.
You know, I need to get through that. I need all the food.
Yeah.
All the food.
All the food. Okay.
And then we can start decorating. Okay, real tree, fake tree.
I was real tree all the way until about 2 years ago, went on a vacation right after Thanksgiving, came back, did not have time to be hunting down a tree.
Right.
And so we ordered that thing and all of the decorations. We did a beach theme because we just come from the beach.
Okay.
So now we've got the fakey, and I'm fine with it.
I love that you did a beach theme for your tree.
Ah. Yeah. And I'm going to do it again. This is the beach theme this year because I'm going on a cruise and coming back and decorating the tree.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to put a pin in the cruise thing. We'll talk about that when we're off the podcast,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think I have lots of questions about the holiday cruise, what that entails. But for me, fake tree, real tree. I used to be real tree. Loved it, especially having kids. You know, it was all about going and cutting down the tree and, you know, that whole experience with the hot cider. And sometimes there was a hayride involved or sometimes there was, like, some type of fruit picking or, you know, or snow or lights.
Snow, hopefully.
Lights and things. So, you know, that was always fun. Now, until one time I woke up and on the news heard about a snake coming out of a tree.
Oh.
And I've been fake ever since.
That'll do it. Yeah. I've never had a snake, but definitely like critters and the spiders and stuff. So, So all tree. And then last, we're both fake tree.
Right.
And then last, tinsel. Tinsel yes or tinsel no?
I think I'm tinsel.
Do you own tinsel? This should be an easy question.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't. But
okay.
I've had it in the past, and I like to, I don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
Because I like bling, so I don't know when to stop with the tinsel, so it's kind of now it's like a no tinsel thing. I just don't do it to my family.
Okay. Anthony, tinsel in your decorating?
I don't have any personally, but I think in the right spot it could work.
Okay.
For sure. If you're like a nostalgic.
Right. Okay. And that was Anthony Sierra, by the way.
Yes, we're going to talk with him in just a little bit. And actually, why not just get right into it? So,
hello.
So Anthony Sierra, you are a decorator, a holiday decorator, but I'm sure much more than just the holidays.
Yes. I'm actually a full-time interior designer. Yeah, I design homes all year round.
Mm.
But during the holidays, I definitely focus more on Christmas design. I do all seasons all year round, but Christmas is definitely it.
Yeah. And you've been doing the Hotel Bethlehem now for how many years?
This will be my third Christmas.
Nice.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. And if you live in the Lehigh Valley or if you visit the Lehigh Valley, Hotel Bethlehem has to be a stop on your list. It always is just a wonderful winter wonderland.
It's a true life Hallmark movie. It's definitely what you see in the movies.
Yeah. Yep. Great.
So, Ty, speaking a little bit more about you and decorating Hotel Bethlehem, can you give us a little background? Like, how did it start?
Sure. Well, I'm from born and raised here in Bethlehem, and I was actually in the hotel one night for dinner, and I went downstairs into the shops. They have a little gift shop downstairs, and I was just walking around, and I started talking with one of the shop assistants, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to ask, you know, who does the decorating? I was always curious and always admired the hotel, and, you know, to me, like, I'm from Bethlehem, and at Christmas, Hotel Bethlehem is pretty much it. Right. You know, you think of Bethlehem or Main Street, you think of the hotel right away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was talking to an associate there, and she said that they actually were switching over. The previous two decorators, one passed, and the other one was kind of phasing out of doing it. So it really was weird how it happened. And she's like, yeah, we're looking for somebody else. Like, we're looking for somebody new. And I was like, oh, like, that's what I do.
Right.
And she, like, looked at me like she couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's honestly
being
how it started.
Being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Wow.
That's amazing.
So then did you do it that, like, was that your year that you took it on?
No. So that was probably, like, mid-November.
Okay.
So they had already started.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it was the following Christmas.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's every year it's something different. You know, I go in just to check it out. I know many people do.
Yeah.
Where do you come up with how are you inspired for the different looks in each room?
Well, my mind never stops moving. literally, while I'm decorating this year, I will think about what to do next year or what I need for next year. Like, I'm taking notes of,
okay.
Because it's like decorating a palace, really.
I mean,
we do like 25 trees, I think.
25
trees in Hotel.
Well, totally. I think in total, but we decorate like 22, maybe.
Okay.
It's a lot of trees.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm really inspired by the location of where I'm decorating. So, you know, it could be a very traditional, you know, Art Deco vibe, like the hotel, or it could be a lodge, or it could be anything, a cozy cottage. I mean, it's all over the board. So,
right.
I mean, I'm definitely inspired by a lot of different things, you know, art and fashion and history. And, you know, I like to look at other big venues in the country and in the world, what they do, hotels, you know, I follow different designers also, that, like, Jeff Latham is one that I always see. He does all the floral designs, like, in the Four Seasons all around the world.
Yeah.
And, like, he does, like, celebrity homes for Christmas, too.
Brilliant.
I've always inspired by, you know, everything. I mean,
right.
I'm a big history nerd, so
mm-hmm.
I love going to, like, Newport and seeing, like...
I love Newport.
I'm going the second week of December.
Oh, okay.
I just booked my trip to get away from all the holiday hecticness.
Once it's up, you're like, once the decks are up, you're out.
Yeah, I need to relax for a moment before Christmas actually comes.
Right, that's awesome. I bet Newport would be fabulous to visit all those big grand homes.
They decorate them. Yeah, we're going to go see a few of the Breakers and Marble House, a couple different things. And
nice.
Yeah, I love it there.
I may be following you after.
I know, I was going to say, how about a plus one?
Yeah. You really need to check it out.
So what trends on colors are you seeing this year?
Well, you know, I've been hearing a lot online about a Ralph Lauren Christmas.
Oh.
Not exactly sure what that means. Because
primary colors?
You know, people get so looped into terminology and, you know, dubbing something, oh, this is modern, this is traditional, this is Ralph Lauren. Like, I don't get into that, because people could really love something, and then I'll say, oh, like, yeah, it's a really great traditional piece. Oh, I don't like traditional.
And then
they don't like it.
Mm.
So I try not to get too looped into that. But I have been hearing a lot about that, so I'm assuming, you know, plaids and reds and blues and very classic golds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love that. I was honestly, when I saw that, I was like, oh, so my every year decor?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know, well, then what's the Anthony Sierra this year?
Sure. Yeah. Well, honestly, I mean, I'm very personally traditional. I love, like, just very classic, you know, 1960s, 70s, like, just timeless look.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Like A Christmas Story. Well, that's a little bit more Right. Tinsel.
Yeah, it is.
Totally. I like a little bit of everything. But something I would say more trendy that I'm going to be doing, I'll give like a little hint.
Yes.
At the hotel, I'm going to be doing some disco balls.
Whoa.
Oh, I love that. Sounds very far from Ralph Lauren. This is totally the Anthony Sierra.
It's more Michael Kors.
Okay. You know, I think I saw a tree, and it may have been last year or the year before, that had all of these birds on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I was so intrigued by that.
It
was different and still just gorgeous and elegant in a classic way without being classic. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like to bring in odd things, too, like things that you wouldn't normally put in a tree. Like, there's like, a lot of, like, tabletop items, like a decorative deer figurine, say, like a metal gold statue, but I'll just wire it into the tree.
Huh.
Just something,
And
you know,
that's exactly what, yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what I was seeing the result of, but you know, took it up about 2,500 notches.
Well, you know, another funny design trick, like floral picks, like something that you would put in a vase.
Yeah.
I put them in trees all
yeah,
the time.
Like, okay.
And just, even if it's just like greenery, just adding that other texture and color into an existing space, it just adds more depth and just makes it look more lifelike. You know, I definitely want it to look real. Like, my goal isn't, I don't like faux-looking things, you know.
Right.
Like, you don't find, you know, like, orange hydrangeas. Like, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
but
right.
Something, I do like to mix, like, floral, like, something that you would see in the summertime, maybe.
I love that.
Just to keep
like
it
interesting. Like a big lily or something.
Yeah, I'm actually doing one of the rooms, like, all floral, like, different, like, wildflowers.
Okay,
and
nice. It's whimsical,
right.
Ethereal.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely different decorating a public space versus a home because, you know, when I do someone's home, I want it to all flow and be cohesive and, like, an outfit, you know, makes all,
right.
all make sense. But when I'm doing the hotel, I definitely want it to be more of like a tour, and I don't want anything to be used twice in a space because it's not a home. And, you know, a lot of people go there just to see the decorations.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't want to put like red
right.
balls and red berries in every tree. It's like you go to every corner. Okay, well, this all looks the same.
Right.
right.
So I like to have, you know, definitely more keep in mind like it's a couture.
Right.
Yeah.
It is couture. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Anthony, how can viewers or shoppers this year, how can they find you?
Sure. Well, I have a website, Instagram, TikTok. Everything is under Anthony Sierra Designs. And, yeah, I have all my inspiration I post on there for, you know.
So that they can get ideas of what they can call you for?
Yeah, yeah.
To implement?
I do absolutely everything from, you know, decorating Christmas tree to designing a whole home.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're not going to let you go without some tips.
Right.
Sure.
For our listeners and our viewers. So what are some tips to creating that wow moment?
Well, I would definitely say, you know, keep it original. I wouldn't try to be, you know, too cookie cutter with everything. I like I said, like putting odd things in like the trees, like something that makes it more unique and more personal. Like just something. And also using your everyday decor too. You don't have to empty it. Like if you're decorating like a credenza and it has photos and candlesticks and lamps, you know, taking away a couple things and keeping your all year decor, mixing it together really makes it feel more homey and more your style versus, you know, clearing the whole place off and just throwing a bunch of trees up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Love that.
Yeah.
And are there places that you buy things from, either locally, obviously locally, this is about shopping local, but are there any places locally that you'd want to sort of shout out as a good place to go to?
Well, honestly, the Hotel Bethlehem is a really beautiful shop.
Mm,
yeah,
right.
On their lower level, they have a great store there. Joanne, the owner, it's a little winter wonderland when you walk in there. Mm. She has everything from Christmas decor to clothing,
nice.
Jewelry,
right.
everything in between. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, since you spoke of that, one of my favorite gifts is from the Hotel Bethlehem gift store. There is a fragrance.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Okay.
All year round, I have it in my
yes.
house. All
and
I use.
I actually, that is one of the smaller, like, hostess gifts. That's what I will take to parties
mm-hmm.
for hostesses. Yes.
And I'm not even just saying that. just because I work there.
It's gorgeous scent.
It is gorgeous.
They pump it through the whole hotel.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I can't even. I am obsessed. Oh. When I'm seriously, I tell you, I burn it all year round. And I don't feel bad because it's like, even though it's kind of a little wintry feeling, it's like a little bit like a warmer, musky, kind of like cinnamony vibe. Like, we live in, like, the woods, basically. I mean, mm-hmm. PA is basically one big woods. So I don't feel bad burning, like, you know, that balsam, like, yeah. scent. No, but honestly, it's
it
so
does.
Good.
It does. And yeah. it makes you feel good. It hits all the senses somehow. Yeah. I'm not sure how, but it
really
does.
Does.
Right?
Yeah, they even have, like, a spray. I have it all. I have the candle, the diffuser, the spray.
Oh, okay. I do the spray, and that's what I gift. I gift the spray.
Yeah, I love it. It's so funny that you asked that.
Amazing. All right, well, now I know I have to get that.
You have to. Yeah. Right. Once you
Especially
get one, you'll be back to buy two
treat.
And three.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love that as a hostess gift thing, too.
Yes.
Okay, so everybody check out the awesome displays at Hotel B that Anthony is going to be creating.
Yes, we'll be done Thanksgiving.
Oh, done on Thanksgiving. Okay.
The week of Thanksgiving, yep.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wonderful. It's wonderful. Awesome. Thank you for being here with
yes.
us. And
thank you
You
so
can
very
continue.
Much.
Please hang out, and
yes.
we're gonna move on.
We are. Okay, so let's see what is next. So next up, for other places that you could stop for unique gifts for the holiday season that are here local to the Lehigh Valley is Richmar Florist in Allentown. So Richmar Florist is a beloved local shop that's been serving the Lehigh Valley for three generations. Whether you're sprucing up your front porch or decking out the living room, shopping for a hostess gift, right? Richmar has a little bit of everything for everyone's cozy holiday home. The team brings the holiday magic, as we could say, creating designs that range from classic and elegant to bright and whimsical. Their store is filled with seasonal decor and gift items, and they do custom work for, say, dinner parties or storefronts, tablescapes. You know, mm-hmm. I love a good tablescape. and the go-to for folks who want to show-stopping mantles, right? Or even an entryway display. And I'm sure, Anthony, you could do some entryway displays yourself.
I do anything. Yeah, I love it.
Richmar Florist is located at 610 Tillman Street in Allentown. And you can check out their website at richmarflorist.com.
Awesome. And now we're going to travel to, we're hitting all the cities today. We started in Bethlehem. We just hit Allentown. And now we're going to head to Easton and the Belleville Market, which is just treasure trove. It is so cute in there. It's a collective of small vendors. They offer things like vintage treasures, handcrafted candles, and unique decor pieces. And it's, you know, it's eclectic because it's all of these different artisans. They're independent merchants and makers. So you can find gifts there, home decor, pantry staples, everyday essentials. It was founded by Warren and Derek Clark, and it was created to bring back the magic of shopping as an experience.
Oh, I love that.
Which I love.
I love that.
Where you're discovering things and you see design and community all under one roof.
Okay.
So every corner of the market tells a story, from the makers behind each product to the guests who find something special to take home. Their mission is all about creating space that supports small businesses, which is what we're doing with this podcast, celebrating local craftsmanship and of course, inspiring connections. So highly recommend taking a trip to Easton and going back into, like, that classical department store vibe.
I love that.
They've got going
right.
on there. Yeah.
Mm. It kind of reminds me of, you know, when you go to the city.
Yeah.
How just even when you get off either the bus or the train in the city and during the holiday times, whether it's, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas, how you just walk out and it's just. You're like, this is what a live winter wonderland looks like.
Yes.
Yeah. Do they do the windows still? The
they
Macy's
do.
Windows?
Macy's windows and Bloomingdale's. Bloomingdale's okay. is one of my favorites.
Bergdorf's is amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. I've not seen that one. Okay.
So I haven't been to Belleville yet, but I'm excited, and that's what I'm thinking in my head right now.
Yes, exactly. And it's gives the vibe of like that what's the Christmas story?
Okay.
Yeah. What decade? What's that? The 50s?
Yeah, I think so.
Like it. Yeah, that's.
So it kind of sounds right up your alley.
Love. That's my favorite movie.
Of course.
Every year. If it's not on the TV for 24 hours, like, I'm...
Oh, no, then it's not Christmas.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, Tiff, tell us what they've got going on for the holidays.
So, for the holidays, let's see. They have Christmas at Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a experience the season at Belleville Market at historic downtown Easton. Step inside a reimagined neighborhood department store transformed into a festive holiday season. So, destination, and that is from November 6th through January 4th. They also are having a holiday open house this year, which is on Thursday, December 6th.
November 6th.
November 6th. Thursday,
that's
November
early,
6th.
Early holiday house, but well,
that
wow.
is an early holiday open house before Thanksgiving. Okay. But all good.
Yeah.
And for, you know, they have a number of other events this year, and so just check them out on their website, BellevilleMarket.com.
Awesome. And all the socials as well.
What I am really excited to talk about, though, is Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So Kwanzaa, where when you're thinking about creating a cozy home for the holidays, we also need to be inclusive. And it's not just about decor. It can also be about meaning and memories and connection. And no one is better than that here in the Lehigh Valley than Javada Crawford. She is the creator behind Project Move, and she is affectionately known as the Queen of Kwanzaa.
Mm, I love it.
So Javada brings the season's worth and culture to your home with familiar and elevated legacy with helping to those who are consider themselves Kwanzaa curious. Mm. Oh, I love that word, Kwanzaa mm-hmm. curious.
I do too.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to know more about it. What,
right.
What's the background? Where did it come from? What are the roots here?
Right.
Why do we want to keep this going and alive, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So she has created a Kwanzaa candle, and she has even included it on the cover of her newly published book, Moving in Place. And again, you know, she just speaks about, she created a Facebook group.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa curious.
Yeah.
And so if you follow her, she speaks about the rituals, all of the culture and the practices, and the meaning behind Kwanzaa. And so it's awesome. It's really cool. I'm excited.
Great. Yeah. I love that it's keeping a tradition alive, bringing it back to, sort of highlight, you know, we celebrate Hanukkah, we celebrate Christmas, and
right.
it's important to recognize that there's all different kinds of celebrations,
yeah.
right?
Right.
Yeah. So are there any sort of non-Christmas decoration rooms that you're doing at the hotel?
Not non-Christmas, but I do, like, at the end of the season, I'll de-Christmas a space and keep it, like, winter.
Yeah.
Oh, I
so,
love
like,
that.
You know, take away all of the, like, obvious Christmas things and keep just, like, winter
mm-hmm.
like, picks and frosted items. And, yeah, I mean, you know, to touch on Kwanzaa Curious, I love that.
Right.
Because I always say, you know, what I do is to help, you know, teach people, like, how to do things and, like, how to take a space and enhance it and make it your own. So a lot of people, you know, you wouldn't think, like, there's just, like, little tricks, and there's so many tricks I could, like, just...
What's a trick? Tell me a trick.
Well, I mean, just for example, in, like, everyday interior design.
Okay.
Say if you have a window for drapery, you, instead of having, like, the drapery rod go just above the window trim,
mm-hmm.
going past that, like, maybe a foot above that trim.
Right.
That way... you're kind of tricking the eye because your eye will go further up versus to where right where that window is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just making your space look larger.
Oh,
I love that.
Yeah, like when you have an area rug also, like having all the furniture on the rug versus like the rug in front of the beginning of the sofa.
Right.
Because you're looking down at it and you're now creating a line at the end of the rug in the beginning of that sofa.
Hmm.
Versus if it went under everything, there's no line. It just keeps going.
Oh.
So there's a lot of... A lot of, you know,
okay.
reason to the
That one is gag. That one is, I'm still processing that.
Yeah, right? I'm like, because I don't even have any area rugs in my house. And I always toy with getting one. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Same.
But I'm like, I don't know what to do with
it. Crucial. Draperies are so crucial.
Now, draperies, that I know. I just changed mine, and I'm loving my room, in my bedroom, and I'm loving it again. Yeah. It really changes the space.
I don't have any of those things either. Those are dust getters. And
well, that's why
and
I don't
cats.
Have the area rugs anymore.
Oh. Cats are going to go up those.
You know, every client I've ever had that has a cat, they've always had issues. I mean, they're always like saying, like, oh, I can't do this because of my cat. I can't do this because of my cat. I'm like, oh, okay. We can't have drapes because of my cat.
Yeah.
We can't have an etage because my cat's going to climb up it. Like, what?
I did a better job with the first two kittens in training them not to scratch on things, but these...
The third one, I think that always happens with the third one. It's the same with children.
Yeah, they're running wild in my house.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, but...
Margaret's going to get us back on topic now, I think.
I know, we're sidetracked.
Well, I'm the one that got us off topic, bringing in the cats into the conversation. But they also, that's also another reason for the fake tree, because they like to drink the water in the real tree, which is cute. But
okay. You can't decorate a real tree like you can decorate a fake tree.
What do you mean?
Oh.
You can, like, throwing a deer statue into a real tree, it's going to, like, drag it down. Oh. The branches are going to, like, slump.
Okay, right.
Like, real trees are all metal and wire. And you can, like, bend the branches into holding stuff. That way you don't have to use, like,
I don't know. Is it settled? Would nobody be going to cut down a tree?
Well, we don't
want
to do that. We need to support our local farmers who are growing these beautiful trees.
On the front porch.
Ooh, outside
now
trees.
That I like.
Mm-hmm. Or if you have, like, a dock, like, throw. I've
a
seen,
dock? What are we?
You're like, where are we?
Well, I mean, I do see boats here, you know.
I have seen it in the valley.
No.
Yes, like a little pond in the backyard, and they had a dock.
Cute.
And they put a tree and a boat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're back to decorating, but I hope everybody is feeling inspired to cozy up and start decorating tonight. And, of course, if you don't want to decorate yourself, I'm sure Anthony would be happy to help you out. Anthony Sierra was our guest today. Thank you for helping us add a little sparkle.
Thank you so very much.
And join us next week when we dive into the best local gifts for tech-savvy hobbyists and avid readers in your life.
Yeah. Readers. That's my hour.
Yes.
All right. You've been listening to Home for the Holidays. 'Tis the season to shop small and share big. Thanks for joining us.
And thanks for being here, Anthony.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Love it.